So we have two significant planning policy documents out for public consultation at the minute. One in relation to wind energy policy, and the second in relation to a full review of the county development plan. What we're after is to generate as much public consultation and participation as possible on both projects. So we have a range of consultation exercises underway, including social media, website, local press, copies in libraries and service centres, and indeed a range of public drop-in events around the county, ongoing at present up until roughly the 25th of May. The County Development Plan, really, it's the flagship planning policy document for the council. It does set out the broad strategy to manage development in the county over the next 6 years. There are some practical functions of the development plan as well, though. First of all planning applications that we receive, the assessment of those applications must include full reference to the objectives and policies of the county development plan. Secondly, it's an important reference document when the council and indeed other agencies apply for funding and for dealing with capital projects as well. And thirdly, it should act as a good reference document for potential investors in the county, large or small. So the wind energy policy framework, there are two key elements. I would say it's probably been the most contentious planning issue in the county over the past 5 or 10 years. And we have a new proposed variation that's looking to put in place a strong policy framework for the county. There are several elements to it, but the two most important of which deal with setback policy, in other words, the distance, minimum distances between wind turbines and residential properties. And then secondly, it includes a map that divides the county into three designated areas that sets out the principle of whether or not wind farms will be acceptable. So there's three areas: acceptable in principle, open to consideration, or not normally permissible.